All right, here we are on Tuesday, and let you guys know that we're going to have best of programming on New Year's, on Friday, and on Saturday because of the Thanksgiving weekend. We will not have a chat on Friday night. We will have a Saturday cinema, and we'll be back to regular programming on with our live streaming on Sunday. Now, we may live stream on Thanksgiving. I'm not sure exactly how. I want to pull a camera upstairs, but I don't know how the fuck. I just don't have enough cable because we're going to be, you know, hanging out and doing our thing and all this good shit. But in order to do it live, we would need the camera upstairs. We get Facebook Live. I don't want to do that, though. I want it to be programming for my audience, my subscribers. So, God damn it. Alec Baldwin is on TCM. What's he doing up there? What are you doing up there, man?
And now, and it was more, I am God.
The crux of the disagreement is the fact that the miners have voted to join the United Mine Workers.
Oh, Harlan County, USA. He's going to be introducing Harlan County, USA. This is a brilliant fucking movie. And I will, you know, we don't have time to watch it, but he's introducing a movie called Harlan County, USA. It was made in 1974. It was about the miners' strike in Kentucky that established the United Mine Workers. And the United Mine Workers had a violent, violent, violent period where Joseph Yablonski, who was the president of the United Mine Workers, was murdered along with his wife and his daughter, I believe, by thugs hired by then Tony Boyle, who was running the UMW. And the younger Yablonski brothers that were not, for whatever reason, killed in the attack. Maybe they weren't. I can't believe it was because they weren't targeted. But they picked up the mantle of leadership. And Harlan County, USA was Harlan County, Kentucky was one of the flashpoints of organization efforts by the United Mine Workers. And quite a really an amazing fucking movie, man. These people, the miners were standing down. Company hired enforcement thugs and strike-breaking thugs. And when I say thugs, I'm telling you, they're there on film with guns and with fucking, you know, baseball bats, brick-brack, all kinds of shit. And the miners are unarmed. The miners are unarmed. And they go back and they meet, they go, what a, you know, if they're going to have guns, we're going to have to bring guns. And so they bring guns. And I was watching, and this is just a little bit of the life of a miner. This is them going down into the fucking hole, man. This is Kentucky in the early 70s. Jesus Christ, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do that work. I'm claustrophobic as it is, man. I could never fucking do that. Then they go, then they're riding on the rail they have down there. You know, you think there are things in this world that we think that we know and we think that we've been challenged by life, but anyway, so these guys go face to face with these thugs. And on top of everything else, the sheriff of the county is kind of a mealy mouth, limp dick motherfucker. He's mostly on the side of these strike breakers. The workers come with a warrant for the arrest. They have to go out and get a warrant themselves because the sheriff doesn't do it. For whatever reason, he didn't do it. So they go out and they get a warrant for the arrest of one of the strike-breaking guys, the guy they saw with a gun, who was brandishing a deadly weapon. And all the other guys had guns that were caught on camera. They had them in their pockets. One bunch of them had them in their waistbands. And there was actual gunfire at one of these things. So the miners meet the following week, and now, understand the times we're living in right now. You're going to meet somebody, and they'll tell you it never happened. Even though it's on film, they'll tell you it never happened. Those are the times we're living in. Because people don't trust their own intelligent observation of things. They think they're getting something wrong. It can't possibly be that their whole... People would trust their worldview that they concocted in their brain more than they'll trust their fucking eyes. People will do anything to hold on to their worldview, even if it means not trusting what their eyes see. You know. All right, fuck it, man. That's all I got to say about that. Dollar sign. These guys. This interview with Richard Burton on Dick Cavett is really interesting. Richard Burton, the actor I'm talking about, he was interviewed on Dick Cavett, and it survives on YouTube. You should watch it, because he's not only was a great actor, he's an interesting guy. He comes from a mining family, and he comes from a mining portion of Wales. His father was a miner, and his father loved mining. And Burton said something I've never heard anybody say before. He said the miners in my town were looked up to. They were the elite. There it is, Harlan County, USA. So the miners were the elite. Every boy wanted to be a miner. That's how badass these dudes were. And he said something. He said his old man told him about this coal vein that is legendary. It runs from Spain up through Wales, under the Atlantic into Pennsylvania. And he said a good coal miner, I forget what he said, something along the lines of a good coal miner knows where he is. He knows this is the vein that goes up to Wales, goes over to Pennsylvania. This is it. And said his father could walk up to a wall in the tunnel that they dug, walk up to a wall there, and maybe see some coal placed, or the coal is in that wall a certain way. He'd read it. It would be like a vein. He could spot a vein, take one swing of his pickaxe, and 20 pounds of coal would come right out of the fucking wall. That's what he claimed. He said, my father looked a lot like me, but he was much shorter. So Richard Burton, he says, in fact, my father looked exactly like me at this time in my life, but much shorter man, and muscular guy. His brothers were coal miners too. All right, man. Pretty amazing movie. This is Kentucky. Here's the beginning of it here. On strike, Brookside. The men of the Brookside Mine in Harlan County voted to join the United Mine Workers of America. This is the beginning. This is 1973. And they had black members. And the strike breakers called them the N-word. And this one lady, and there were women involved. These women are badass. I mean, they're fucking badass. This chick here, a bunch of them, they're the ones that said, let's bring guns. They're the ones that, they came right out there with sticks and bats and baseball bats right alongside the men. It was just amazing. And this guy calls one of the miners, the black miners, calls him the N-word. And this chick says, better man than you'll ever be. That N-word that man you called in, he's a better man than you'll ever be. Oh, what the hell? No, he's a better man you'll ever be. These women were, they were gung-fucking-ho to bust heads. Now, at the beginning, it was the miners that were getting their heads busted. But it was the women that then said, well, if they're going to bring guns, including a fucking machine gun, she said, we got to bring guns, or we have to at least bring baseball bats. We have to stand these guys off that way. And I turned the movie off to start doing the show just at the point where they were eyeball to eyeball with these strikebreakers, everybody with guns, and the sheriff is standing in the middle of this thing, and it looked like he was going to chill it out, because he did arrest one of the strikebreaker that they had the arrest warrant for, but I don't really know. So here are this is the town. This is company housing. The people live in houses that are built by the company, and they have to live there, and they have to pay rent to the company, and they pay exorbitant amounts of rent. They pay exorbitant amounts of money at the company store, because that's where they got to buy all their shit. So they make their money, and they give it all back to the company by way of the store and by way of rent, and they wind up with nothing. Why? Why would you want to keep people in virtual indentured servitude like that? I mean, I understand that it guarantees you a workforce, and it guarantees you profits, or at least it guarantees that you're not paying that much in overhead and in pay, in salary, or whatever. But you're keeping human beings in a state that ultimately nobody's going to thank you for it. No one is going to, you know, you're not doing anybody any good. You got to be some kind of a sadist, I think. Here they are striking, and now they're kind of talking to, maybe these are workers. Now they're taking, see, they're saying, come on, let's come with us, join us. We're striking. I don't know. Anyway. That's more Phil's liberal shit. Here's a man, John L. Lewis. This guy was one heavy-ass motherfucker, 1920 to 1960. John L. Lewis. This dude was badass. Okay, real good. And then we have Helix Sleep. Please choose. All right, so I know what I'm going to do.
The Bill Hendry Show traffic.
Get the first Art Phil right here on the 15 freeway right now. We're going to get the Art Phil right here on the 15 freeway right now. Well, Phil, right at the 15 freeway right now, we're going to get trying to get to, well, we're trying to get as much as we can out here at the 15 freeway. At the 22 and the 5 and the 3 and the 16.
Sure, Cat.
And right, Phil, right now here on the 15 freeway, it's just a mass migration. Pardon me, Phil.
You know, yesterday I noticed on the program my voice was very rough, and I would like to sing a song. Goodbye, let our hearts. And it goes something like this. Phil.
Where's that explosion? Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay. All right. I'm looking at the character list here. The fuck is Don Berman? It's not on there. Interesting. And I, you know, we've done so many over the years. Through the tulips. With me. Wait a minute, man. God damn it. You know, this intrusive motherfucker. Get out of here, man. I don't want to look at you. Why does that have to be, man? Tiptoe through the twat lip. Excuse my language. That's terrible. That's terrible. Absolutely terrible. All right, now. God damn it. Jesus Christ. What seems to be the major malfunction here, man? You don't want people to use the fucking page? Is that it? Oh, my God. Look at this. This shit. All I want to do... We've been doing it too fast. Unreal, man. Just unfucking real, you fucking piece of shit. Unreal, Jack. I don't like that. One of the problems with the new, with the website design that we have right now is I can't pull images off the website as quickly and as readily as I used to be able to. And that's because when you blow up a page or you try to get the enhance a feature, all everything else gets enhanced around it, and I cannot. This is a very interesting. Oh, there we go. Now watch this. It's gonna fuck me up. Oh, how about that?
Oh, you motherfucker, how about that?
All right. What I'm trying to do is just grab, do a screen grab. I do everything so fucked up, you know, I have this certain way of doing shit that probably appears to other people as being really time-wasting, but I have to tell you, I look at other people's processes or proces or however the word, you know what, Melania Trump and son won't move. Now, there's a rumor that Melania Trump's and Donald Trump's son, Barron, may be autistic. I don't know where that comes from. I have no idea where it comes from. The boy seems to be introverted, if you will. He seems to be quiet. I mean, fuck, I was like that as a kid. I may be autistic, but I doubt it. Because you figure somebody's going to say along the way, well, this, not that people haven't said I'm strange, but it was never a medical doctor that said it, or never any doctor. But there's a rumor out there that was started by some of these, alternative news sites that he may be autistic. And that's one of the reasons why they will not move to the White House. It's one of the reasons why they do not have nannies. Now, that is absolutely normal. Mother like Melania Trump, who doesn't have... Why would you need a nanny if you're a full-time mother? If you don't have to go to work and you can spend all of your time with your son, why would you need a nanny? Now, if you have an autistic son, and you have the money... It would seem to me that one of the things you would have is a full-time, I don't know if nurse is a teacher, somebody at the home. The kid goes to a private school, and I don't know whether or not the school is equipped with has special ed classes. But it seems to me that I don't see the evidence, but that doesn't mean we won't do something with it on the show today. All right, let's see. So, you want to do what, Phil? Don Berman. What was Berman going to do? God damn it. Oh, yeah. Okay. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. I just idolize. Are we ready to rock and roll this motherfucker? I think so. This is way like a 9-year long goddamn whatever we had a 9-year long goddamn pre-show yesterday. So, yeah, that's going to be wild. I don't know if we can do it. You know, it really... The best... We can live stream. We can record and then live stream and play the recording back. But it won't be a live stream. That's the best I can do. You know? That's fucked. Anyway. All right. Here we go.